Welcome to the deep dive. We're diving headfirst into something that's probably been on your mind quite a bit lately. I know it has on mine. I'm talking about the crazy fast changes happening in the tech world with AI, artificial intelligence, basically running the show.
Yeah, definitely. It can feel pretty overwhelming, to be honest.
For sure. You sent us a ton of interesting stuff to go through, and we're going to try to cut through all the noise, pull out the really important stuff.
Exactly. We want to give you the tools so you don't just see these changes happening around you.
Right. But actually understand what's making them happen, where they might be going.
So you can be more than just an observer, you know, someone who's actively shaping the future. That's the goal.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people are feeling kind of, well, overwhelmed.
It makes sense, right? It's like so many new technologies popping up every day.
The speed of it all. It's just mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's tough to even know where to focus.
Forget focusing. Where do you even begin?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what actions should you actually be taking?
That's what we want to help you figure out today.
Yeah, we're going to give you a couple of ways to think about all of this. Think of them like digital lenses to help you process the information.
So you can organize it in a way that actually makes sense for you.
Right, because the goal is to see the patterns and connect the dots, you know, make sense of it all.
To get a clearer picture of what the future might actually look like.
Exactly.
Okay, so first lens. This is a powerful idea. It's not just that AI is one of the big changes happening. It's the engine driving pretty much all of them.
It's true.
Biotechnology, synthetic materials, the changes happening in robotics.
Space exploration, nanotech, even the wild world of quantum computing.
It's all being pushed forward by AI now and in the future.
And it's not just another tool in the toolbox either. This is like a total game changer in how we invent things. AI is rewriting the rules of research, knowledge creation, you know, problem solving.
It's like having a superpowered researcher who can analyze tons of data, way more than a human could ever handle.
Right. And then forming hypotheses, testing possibilities, but at lightning speed.
Like it's a scientist, an engineer, and an idea machine all rolled into one.
And it never stops learning.
Which brings us to this, the speed of it all. It's incredible.
It's not just building intelligent systems. We're creating AI that can make new AI.
It's like information creating more information endlessly.
Exponentially. Yeah. So it's not just getting faster.
The rate of change is getting faster. It's like,
It's like a snowball gathering speed as it rolls down the hill.
Exactly. Okay. So this leads to a super important point. We used to think about scientific progress as answering questions.
But, you know, each answer usually leads to more questions.
Right. Totally. More things to investigate. Now with AI, we're getting answers faster than ever, exponentially faster. But that means...
It also means we're getting new questions exponentially faster.
So it's this constant cycle of discovery and new mysteries.
Right.
Okay, to illustrate this, let's look at an example from one of the articles you sent us. It's about a researcher who spent, get this, a decade, 10 years studying why some viruses, like tuberculosis, become resistant to antibiotics.
A really tough problem.
Oh, yeah. Super complex. And after all that time, he thought, let's see what AI can do with this. So he fed all his research questions into the system. And the data, all the data he'd collected over those 10 years.
A mountain of data.
Just mountains of it.
To see what the AI could come up with.
Exactly.
And what happened is just wild.
Wild is right. In just 48 hours, 2 days, the AI got to the same conclusions as the researcher. After 10 years, he was right back where the AI was in 2 days. But then, on top of that...
The AI came up with 3 brand new hypotheses, totally new ideas to explore.
Yeah, and one of them was something that nobody, not a single expert, had even thought of before.
It's really incredible, right?
So AI can not only speed up what we already know, but it can actually come up with entirely new expert-level insights. That's the key takeaway here.
Totally. It's not just about doing things faster. It's about completely new discoveries.
This researcher was so blown away, he called Google and asked if the AI had somehow gotten into his computer because the research was unpublished. They said no. It came to these conclusions independently. That's when he started working with them, because what took them 10 years, the AI did in 2 days. So then this got him thinking, is this just a biology thing? Is this just happening in the medical field? But then he started to look at other areas and realized, no, this is happening everywhere. So in chemistry, for example, you've got Google's DeepMind, the AlphaFold program, that's been getting a ton of recognition.
Right, even being discussed as like Nobel Prize worthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Because it's changed the way we understand the structure of proteins, which is huge for drug development, disease research, all sorts of things.
It's revolutionizing the field.
And then if you look at quantum physics, you see all these tech giants like Google again, Microsoft, AWS, NVIDIA. They're all racing to build these crazy powerful quantum computers.
There was even a theory going around, remember? When Google got those super fast results in one of their tests.
Like they tapped into some intelligence from another dimension.
Right, like from a parallel universe or something. It's wild to think about.
I know. Sci-fi stuff becoming reality. And all of this makes the point raised by the World Economic Forum even more crucial. They're saying that maybe in the future, finding answers won't be the main issue. AI will be so good at that.
Right, AI will take care of the answers.
So the real skill, the valuable thing, will be knowing what questions to ask.
Asking the right questions will be the key.
So it really makes you think. What are the questions that could change your industry, your company? What about the future you're trying to build?
Yeah, think about that.
Let's make this even more concrete. We've talked about AI as this engine. Let's see how this works in, let's say, robotics. How is this ability to answer tough questions, come up with new intelligence, apply knowledge? How's it shaping the world of
So
robots?
let's look at that.
Okay, so one of the biggest things AI has brought to robotics is this massive drop in costs. Building and testing robots used to be insanely expensive. Every failure could cost a fortune. But now with AI, companies like NVIDIA can create perfect digital copies of the real world.
It's amazing. It's like a virtual playground for robots.
Yeah, you can build and test your robot in this virtual world, see how it handles gravity. What about impacts, falls,
See
collisions?
how it moves, how it deals with unexpected things.
Exactly. So you can make sure it actually works before you spend all the money on building the real thing.
Which is a total game changer, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a big part of why robots are advancing so fast right now.
It's not just the AI and the robots themselves. It's the AI that helps us design and test them in a digital world where it's cheap and fast.
Right, like if a material doesn't work or a joint breaks, it's so much easier to fix it in the virtual world.
Way less costly.
And on top of that, AI is making it way faster to create new materials. I mean, Google's DeepMind has already discovered and tested millions of new materials using AI.
Alloys that are more resistant to heat or impact, even materials that are better for the environment.
Right, so it's changing how robots are made and what they can do. The possibilities are just exploding.
Imagine a world where robots are just everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, think
Yeah.
about robots in our homes. Not just doing chores, but actually building and maintaining our homes.
A robot that builds your house could stay there, be your security system, provide medical care in an emergency.
Handle your grocery shopping,
Wow.
even manage your
That's
finances.
not that far-fetched anymore.
No, it's not. And that brings us to this question. For this future to actually happen, it's not enough to have robots that are physically capable.
They need to be able to interact with us in a natural way.
Right, they need to be smart enough to understand humans. And this is where NVIDIA comes in again, with their investment in video games.
Video games, yeah. They're actually a perfect testing ground for AI.
Think about the characters in video games, the ones that aren't controlled by humans, the non-player characters, NPCs. NVIDIA is putting a lot of effort into studying how we interact with them, how we talk to them.
They're working on AI that can have natural conversations, just like you and I are having right now.
And they're developing these game bosses, like the final enemy you have to beat.
But these bosses, they're not just following a script.
Right, they're not pre-programmed. They actually learn and adapt as they go.
They understand the game, they watch what you're doing, and they change their
It's
strategies.
crazy, right?
And this type of AI, the constantly learning and adapting kind, it has huge potential in the real world, too.
Like in finance, where the markets are always changing. Or in surgery, where you have to be ready for anything to happen. And it's really interesting how many big AI breakthroughs have come from games. Chess, then Go, which is way more complex. Now we have AI that can play these super complicated online games against multiple human players and win. And each player has their own strategy. It's a total revolution in how we think about AI.
Totally.
And this idea of video games as AI training grounds, it brings us back to the beginning. We're all part of this, even when we don't realize it. Like right now, we're playing video games.
And in a way, we're helping to train the AIs of the future.
And it's not just games, it's everything we do online, sharing data, like iris scans,
right,
or DNA when companies collect our genetic information.
Facial recognition, voice recognition, even when we ask questions to those AI models like GPT, we're feeding the system.
So we're entering this world where AI can be, and in some cases already is, smarter than the average human.
Which is why it's so important to learn how to design these intelligences, how to use them the right way.
And this is happening now with the information we're already sharing. Like all those iris scans from medical research, they've helped AI figure out things that doctors didn't even know. There's even AI that can design synthetic biological structures. It can create things at a cellular level, like custom-made medicines. Or if it fell into the wrong hands, who knows?
And when we share something as personal as our DNA, it's not like changing a password. It's out there. We can't predict the consequences.
It's like this idea of, you know, enhanced humans. Not just for us, but for future generations. We really have to think about the potential impact of all this.
Absolutely.
There was this study recently that found 40% of companies are already using AI in some way. 40%.
And this recent event with the self-driving car, it really shows what we're talking about.
Right. Just a few days ago, this autonomous vehicle had an accident.
Even with all the progress we've made, with years of training the AI,
accidents can still happen.
Because of so many different factors.
Human error, limitations in how the AI is designed. Or maybe the situation is just too complex for the AI to handle.
In this case, thankfully the people on the car survived the crash. But what happened after showed how important it is to keep humans in the loop. Even with the most advanced machines, we need to make sure humans are still in control.
Yeah, humans need to have the final say.
Because neither humans nor machines are perfect on their own. But when we work together, combining our strengths,
that's when we can achieve incredible things.
Right. It's about finding the right balance, humans and AI evolving together.
And this connection, it's crucial not just for safety, but because we're entering an era of, let's call them super AIs.
Super intelligences.
And maybe even superhumans.
Maybe, yeah.
Enhanced humans. Like imagine being able to edit DNA before birth to prevent diseases,
yeah,
or even slow down aging.
Or enhance intelligence, physical abilities.
Or maybe it'll happen through these brain-computer interfaces, connecting our brains directly to machines.
Like some of the technologies that Meta is working on.
Or maybe it'll be through constant interaction with virtual or robotic agents.
Or maybe it will be the emergence of a hyper-connected society. A super society that can work together incredibly efficiently.
So many possibilities.
Right. And it's not just about AI as this driver, this engine. We can also think about it as a fundamental technology in itself. You've probably heard of GPT because of ChatGPT.
Right.
But we're using GPT to mean general purpose technology. These are like foundational innovations that change everything.
Like electricity.
Computers.
The internet. And now AI.
Exactly.
But here's the thing. For one of these GPTs to really transform society, it needs a whole ecosystem to support it. Take money, for example. Money only works because we've built a system around it.
Central banks, monetary reserves.
International payment systems.
Oh,
like
yeah.
SWIFT. It's all those things together that make money so powerful.
Right. It's the whole ecosystem.
A good example is the automobile. First, we invented the car itself. Then came mass production.
Like what Ford did.
Right. Then we had to change the environment. Roads, gas stations.
Traffic lights.
We needed rules. Driver's licenses, traffic laws. Then insurance and financing to make it easier to buy cars.
And now we're seeing electric cars.
Ride-sharing apps. All these new layers built on top of what came before.
Exactly.
So with AI, we're in that first phase. Mass production of AIs.
Yeah.
Systems that let lots of people develop and use their own AI.
And the next step is building the digital highways for all this AI.
Where's the energy coming from? How do they connect? How do we verify information? Like are the digital gas stations? How do we know if what the AI is telling us is real?
It's a massive undertaking, but it's essential.
And we're already talking about regulations. Who gets to develop AI? What data can they use? What rules do we need?
And then there's security, privacy, how AI changes our financial systems.
New kinds of jobs.
Like how ride-sharing apps created a whole new class of workers.
Right, totally. And the thing is, we're trying to do all this in 5-10 years. What took a century with cars, we're trying to do with AI in a fraction of the time.
It's an incredible pace of change.
And this whole GPT idea, yeah, it helps explain the current situation with AI. This, bubble.
We're putting a lot of money into it, but we're not seeing those huge changes yet.
Right, like that massive jump in efficiency.
But that's normal for a GPT. It takes time to change the whole ecosystem. It's like this J curve.
First a dip, then a massive boom.
Exactly.
And there are three main reasons why this is happening. One, we need to build the infrastructure, the tech infrastructure, so other companies can actually use AI efficiently.
And affordably. That's why there's so much investment in making AI cheaper and easier to access.
Right. Two, we need to train people constantly because everything's changing so fast. Like today, it's all about the prompt engineer, but tomorrow,
it'll be something else. We're moving towards more conversational AI.
New skills, new ways of working.
And three, we've got to let go of the old ways. Lots of tools and methods are just going to become obsolete.
Right. We have to adapt or be left behind. And it's all worth it because the economic impact is going to be huge.
Trillions of dollars are at stake.
Trillions. So how can we as a society get our share of that? Invest in research and development. That's crucial.
To be competitive globally. To understand the possibilities.
Train more people in AI, digital business, tech innovation.
Absolutely. And create clear regulations that encourage innovation, but also protect people. It's all about finding that balance.
Right. And when you look at the numbers, it's clear we have work to do. Only a small percentage of AI projects actually make it to production.
There's a big gap between the potential and the reality.
We need to close that gap.
Yeah.
Okay, think back to what we talked about before. Cars needed roads, the internet needed browsers and broadband.
Yeah.
What does AI need? What's that crucial infrastructure going to be?
Well, right now, the smart money is on autonomous agents. AI that can talk to us, interact with us like humans.
Right, but they can also act on their own. It's like the humanization of AI.
Combined with the power to act independently, it's like the next big leap.
These agents, they can use text, voice, images. It's getting more and more natural.
Like we're talking now.
Right. But the real change is AI is becoming like electricity. You just use it without even thinking about it.
It just works.
That's the vision. And these new autonomous agents, they're being designed to be super interactive.
Yeah.
Like you could be having a video call.
And you might not even know if you're talking to a person or an AI.
Right. Or maybe in the future, it'll be through a brain-computer interface, talking directly to the AI in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be a physical robot. You just sit down and have a conversation with it.
It's mind-blowing.
And this is already happening in the tech world. Like one big software company is talking about a workforce of autonomous agents.
Working right alongside humans.
And the market is really excited about this. Moving from traditional online services to a world of autonomous agents.
SaaS, software as a service, created all those unicorns in the last 20 years.
Hundreds of them.
And now we might see the same thing, but bigger, with agents.
So in this future, there are two main types of agents. You've got the generalists, the ones for the big tech companies.
Like Siri, Gemini, ChatGPT, the ones that can answer almost anything.
Right. And then you'll have specialized agents.
Built by other companies for specific tasks. Accounting, healthcare, sales, payments.
They'll start small, focus on one thing, and grow from there, like you've seen with so many digital companies.
Exactly. And we're already seeing examples of this in the real world. Agents that can do dozens of things at once without being tied to any one system.
And this is even happening in politics. There are politicians who have virtual versions of themselves, digital agents you can talk to, interact with.
Imagine that.
I know, it's wild. And in the business world, you've got these virtual agents that are like digital influencers,
yeah,
sales trainers, even TV presenters.
And in music videos.
Right. It's amazing to see the potential here.
And it's not just about what these agents can do on their own. It's about how they can help us.
Right. Like on one hand, they can automate tasks, make things more efficient. On the other hand, they can enhance what humans could do, give us superpowers, basically.
Augment our abilities. Like imagine these tiny devices that can monitor your health at a molecular level, way beyond what smartwatches can do today.
And doctors could access that information instantly from anywhere in the world, faster, more precise treatments. It's incredible.
These agents will be everywhere, understanding us at a level we never thought possible.
And what's interesting is no sector is immune to this. Even areas like healthcare, which seems so specialized.
Or high risk.
Right. It's happening everywhere.
At different speeds, sure. But it's happening. Like with that AI that's being developed to help doctors and patients.
Right. A doctor could consult with an AI that's been trained by the best medical experts in the world.
To get a second opinion. Imagine the possibilities.
I mean, think about companies that operate as global virtual doctor banks, where hospitals can get second opinions on complex cases. They could have more virtual agents than human doctors.
Growth, low cost, high efficiency. It's a winning formula.
And this is already playing out in the startup world. Companies are getting huge valuations, millions of dollars, with tiny teams.
Less than 20 people.
And it's all thanks to AI. And some people are predicting that the first billion-dollar unicorn, the first company worth $1 billion,
will have just one human employee.
One. And the rest will be AIs, virtual agents doing all the work.
And soon, we'll all be creating our own digital versions, our own virtual doubles that can handle things for us.
Answer our emails, take calls, attend meetings. It's like having a personal assistant that's also you.
Imagine that. You have two meetings at the same time.
You go to one with your human self. Your virtual self attends the other.
Exactly. And you can feed information to your personal AI. Courses, documents.
Turn it into knowledge you can just talk to.
It's wild. It's like those sci-fi shows that used to seem so far-fetched.
Yeah, like what does it even mean to be human anymore?
It's a question we're going to have to grapple with.
So whether we see AI as this new way of inventing, or as a GPT, a general purpose technology, it's clear we're at a turning point.
And the speed of change is accelerating. It's changing faster and faster.
So we have to change how we think. We can't look at technology as something fixed and finished.
It's always a starting point. We have to see what it can become.
Right. Every time we limit our thinking, we miss out on possibilities. And now, more than ever, we have to be able to see beyond what's right in front of us.
To imagine what these technologies can become. And that's going to have a huge impact on everything. Our society, our work, our lives.
And it's understandable to be worried about jobs disappearing. Skills are changing so fast.
Some jobs will definitely be replaced. It's inevitable.
And it's tough to know what skills to learn.
Or what career path to follow. But because everything's changing so fast, we have to commit to continuous learning.
Both for ourselves and for our teams.
Work is changing, and we have to change with it.
We have to embrace this technology. Because it's not just the tasks that are changing, it's the impact of those tasks.
Right, and it's not just about substitution. Jobs being replaced by machines, it's also about augmentation.
AI helping us do things better.
It's both. There will be substitution, yes. Robots, automation, virtual agents, they'll take over a lot of tasks. But that's just the first phase.
Then comes augmentation. AI creating new value, new possibilities, new business models. That's when companies really take off.
Exactly. So yes, we can use AI to cut costs, automate processes, be more efficient, but we can also use it to evolve, to create entirely new things. Think about the companies that have been really successful in the last few years. They didn't just copy what already existed. They looked at the digital world and asked, what if?
What if we did it differently? And those questions changed everything.
Exactly.
And a lot of people are seeing this. Data shows that AI is one of the most important technologies for business leaders. And sectors like retail, energy, finance, they're already investing heavily.
But there's still a lot of potential in areas like public services, healthcare, agriculture.
So it's not just about using AI, it's about using it responsibly, ethically.
Mm.
And that's where things get tricky. Because research shows that a lot of companies aren't managing the risks very well.
They don't have clear policies, ethical guidelines. They're not thinking about the biases that can creep in if the AI isn't trained properly.
Right. And the AI we create today is shaping the world of tomorrow.
We have to be careful. If we design it wrong, we could end up with a world we don't want to live in. We need to understand the present, what's possible now.
But also have a vision for the future.
Make sure AI leads us to a better place.
And to help with that, we've developed a framework called HACE. To help you look at AI in a structured way.
HACE. It stands for Human, Ambidextrous, Core Digital, and Ecosystem.
So, H for human. It's all about people. Talent, culture, leadership, purpose. How does all of this connect with AI?
We can't forget the human element.
A for ambidextrous. Looking at the present and the future at the same time.
We can't just focus on one or the other. We need both.
C for core digital. What's the digital foundation we need to build to support all this change?
Without a strong foundation, the whole thing crumbles.
And E for ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do this alone. We need collaboration, partnerships, people working together.
Collective intelligence.
It's not just about AI, it's about how we use it. Human creativity is still essential.
And that's why we need to see ourselves as creators, not just users.
Right, we need to shape this future, not just let it happen to us.
We have to ask ourselves, how can I be a part of this? How can I help create this new world?
How do I shape the future so it becomes something I'm proud to have been a part of?
It's about taking action, not just watching from the sidelines.
Because we believe that everyone will live in the same future.
But only those who actively participate will have the chance to live in the future they dreamed of.
Because they helped build it. And that's the future we want to be in, the future we envision and create.
Absolutely.
So today we explored a lot. how AI is not just a tool, but a fundamental shift in how we innovate. It's driving progress in so many areas. We talk about robotics, the rise of autonomous agents, the potential for, well, superhumans, and the idea of AI as a general purpose technology, something that needs a whole ecosystem to truly thrive.
We talked about the changing nature of work, the need for continuous learning,
the importance of using AI responsibly, ethically,
and how we can all be active participants in this transformation.
So we encourage you to put on those new digital lenses. Think about everything we've discussed. How will you participate in creating this new world? How will you shape the future?
The future is being created right now.
What will you do to make sure that AI amplifies your impact rather than limiting it?
That's the question.
The choice is yours.
Choose wisely.
That's it for today's deep dive. Thanks for listening.
See you next time. Bye.